Well, the Auckland studio doesn't usually smell this good, but right now it is the unmistakable aromas of North Africa. We're talking food, and we're joined by Yael Schochart from Fort Street Institution Ema Cuisine in Auckland. Hello, Yael.
Hi, Jesse.
We've got Charlotte Ryan with us as well.
I'm
always arrives early when there's food on offer.
You asked me to come in, Jesse.
Yeah, no, I do invite her.
But this is very special. Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what your concept is at Ema? Because this is Tunisian food. You're not a Tunisian restaurant, but...
No, but I'm from Israel, and that's the whole thing about the diasporas in Israel. So actually, for me, I was going to make something else that was Moroccan, but because for me, my first moment when I was like, woke up to food was when my grandfather took me to a mimouna, which is the last night of Passover Moroccan
Charlotte,
feast.
Can you nudge that microphone in front of Yael's mouth, please?
Okay. Sorry, yeah. Okay. And the Moroccan food just blew my mind. It was colourful. It was the flavours. It was sweet and spicy and salty. And I just remember it. I think that's when I woke up to food. I was probably 7, and I'm like, whoa, this is not just, you know, you put in your mouth and you keep going. You know, so there's a lot of North African people in Israel, the lot of Yemenite people. You know, you remember the malawach you liked so much? That's Yemenite, you know, the pancake that I make for breakfast. That's the whole thing about my restaurant. I make the food of the diasporas of the Middle East. I'm more interested in not my own ancestors from East Europe so much, because I think their food is pretty boring. They're more of the Jews from the Arab countries around the Middle East, and Palestinian food, which is the most important to me right now, but for many reasons.
Go on.
Let's not get into it right now. We can talk about politics another time, but
okay.
I love the place, so naturally I'm drawn to the food of the indigenous people of the place. Mm-hmm. That just comes, and they are the indigenous people of the place, and they cook, you know, they forage, they cook the food of the land, and to me that is the most important. I cook it with huge respect to the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. Where do we start with today's recipe, which is Tunisian fricassee tuna sandwich? It's a fun word to say, Charlotte.
Fricassee.
Yeah.
It sounds like a musician's surname.
It does, he used to play electric guitar for Red Hot Chili Peppers. John Fricassee.
So I actually was going to do a Moroccan dish, but then I looked through it and I thought, oh, God, I really felt like eating it because I love it. I usually put it in a challah bread, but it's supposed to be fried. I think that's where fricassee comes from.
Fried bread.
Yeah, from the fried bread. Mm. So I think in North Africa there's a sort of fusion between the North African Arab food and the French, who were there for a long time. And I saw it when I was in Morocco, and it's just sort of a fusion. So I think there's influences, but this one is very North African.
Okay. So you can eat the sandwich at Yael's place, or you can make it yourself, and it's made up of a few different components. We might not have time to go into a lot of detail with each component, but give us for the buns, first of all.
Yeah, so the buns are fried, but it's like very much like a challah bread, so it's got a bit of sweetness and a little bit of oil and egg, so it's not... It's a bit like a bun donut.
It is. Oh, yeah.
So it is. Deep fried.
Yeah, deep fried. Everything is better deep fried. And it's good tuna, and, you know, there's good tuna and there's less good tuna. This is good tuna, and I didn't bring the potato and egg and salad because it's obvious. It's just a bit of potato and a bit of egg. But there's preserved lemon, olives, a spicy red sauce.
Hang on, what are we talking about here? You're talking about the different things that go into the bun.
So one at a time. So you smear on each side the two red sauces. So one is a capsicum tomato sauce, and one is a pumpkin sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix the tuna with your egg, with the potato, and the mixture that I make from because you can put them separately, but I just make a mixture out of it. So out of olives, chopped olives, and preserved lemon.
Great. Preserved lemon, a great North African ingredient.
Yeah, and really good with tuna.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Really good with tuna.
Could you, what shall I try first? And then
so
I can describe it to our listeners.
Oh, I don't know. But those are the two sauces, okay. And then try that, and then you'll see what I put in there, and then have a bite of your sandwich.
Right. Can you pass these over?
And, of course.
And yell. So,
so the pumpkin one's quite thick. Even It's not really a sauce. Oh, it probably is a sauce, but what?
Well, it's like a smear.
Yeah.
Mm. It's
like almost like a pumpkin puree.
Yeah.
How do you make it?
So I roast pumpkin, and then there's a bit of cumin in it, a bit of harissa, which I make as well, a bit of chili. A bit of lemon and a bit of garlic.
Great.
Olive oil, salt, that's it.
And that would be a great base for a sandwich just to have in your
fridge,
right?
Yeah, I actually used to put it as a dip. Yeah. It's nice as a dip.
Pumpkin's so cheap.
Yeah, it's a good dip for the winter here.
But it can be a bit insipid by itself.
Yeah.
So you mix it with these amazing ingredients.
Makes it.
Okay. And then I've got this capsicum.
Tomato and a bit of chili, a bit of garlic. So that's the other sauce. No, just sort of cooked down.
It tastes so fresh, doesn't it, Jessie?
It does. You use fresh tomatoes?
Yeah.
I've got a bit of skin in there.
You keep talking because I can't yell.
Yeah. So then, sorry. that is the mixture of olives and preserved lemon. And then, that's really important for the tuna. That's quite strong.
Very strong.
Yeah. So that then.
Has that only got olives and preserved lemon in it?
Yes. Yep. And then. There's that it sort of gets mellowed out with the potato and the egg, and then you get the salad in the bun.
I love this. So if you're having a Sunday lunch, you'd make these little, you could totally get bread, delicious bread, and then have all these things, and people make their own sandwiches or whatever. Yep. Really yummy flavours altogether. Yep.
Okay, so just to reiterate for listeners who are possibly drifting off at this point as I eat my way through these different components. So you get your bread, deep-fried bread.
Well,
not
look,
essential.
You don't have to have. You can put it in a baguette, you know. It'll be fine.
And then you've got these three other things that you're going to spread on the bread for your sandwich. So the first one we were talking about is this pumpkin mix. And we've got the recipe for this on our website. Roasted pumpkin with some other tasty things.
Yeah.
Then you've got like a sort of tomato, almost a tomato dressing. That's tomato and...
Red capsicum.
Yeah.
And a little bit of tomato. It's more tomato and red capsicum cooked together.
And garlic.
Good over summer, eh, when there's plenty of those things around at a good price.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is this tuna salad. Tuna, potato, and this...
An egg.
Sorry.
And the lemon.
Tuna, potato,
olive.
Egg, and then this olive and preserved lemon dip.
And the salad. There's also... chopped salad of cucumber, onion, tomato. So have a bite.
I'm going to have to do it during the song. There's no way I can take a bite of that massive sandwich and continue to do my job here.
It's so yummy. The flavours are gorgeous.
Yeah. I would have usually made it a little bit spicier because it should be spicy. But I thought you won't miss, you know, I didn't want it to take over. So I want you to taste the different, because it's quite...
You can.
Sort of sophisticated, you know, and the little different flavours. It's got a lot of depth of flavour, so I didn't want it to overpower it with chilli.
No, of course.
But you can.
I can taste the chilli, though.
But you can put more chilli.
Yeah.
Please say hi to Yael. I've just made her grilled carrot and feta salad for dinner tonight, says the person on text. It's nice. Ben wants you to mention za'atar, which he loves. Someone wants to know black olives or green olives?
Both.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And good quality olives, I presume.
Yeah, and I also use the black olives, the tassous, the wrinkly, salty ones.
So the more different sorts of olives you use, the more depth of flavour and interest you have. Yeah.
Okay. And just put it all in, not green one day and black the other. And
just put it all in.
All in.
Can you give us a quick word on harissa?
So I make harissa I use different kinds of the dry chilies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use the Mexican ones because they're the good ones that you can get all sorts of different. What's it called? There's a Mexican brand.
Timbali?
No. Or whatever. Something like Tipo or something.
Oh, yes, Tipal. Oh,
no.
I can't remember.
Tio Pablo?
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I think so.
Thank you.
So you just rehydrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bit of garlic, a bit of preserved lemon, and olive oil, and I just blend it.
Cumin?
Yeah, a little bit of cumin. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
it's not hard to make.
Delivered that recipe in bits and pieces, listeners, but you'll have it all there in front of you on the website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. Yael's got a cookbook if you're interested in more recipes from her, or you could just visit her restaurant in Fort Street. Open from breakfast, eh?
Yep, 7 o'clock am I open, yep.
I shudder to ask, how's the CBD going?
It's not too bad.
Great.
It's not too bad.
Great. Well,
we've had a great run with Lion King, but that's over, so okay. That was amazing.
My unpaid endorsement is that if you want to go to a restaurant which is truly kind of like not a restaurant you can get anywhere else in New Zealand, Eam is a great place to go if you're visiting Auckland.
Thank you.
Okay, nice to have you, and thanks so much. Yael Shochat, who is our chef today, talking food as we always do on a Friday.